This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. It is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman. Also in studio, J.J. Jasper. And a rookie, Mark Ose.
Yes.
Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'm a first-timer, so please treat me gently.
Well, that's not going to happen, Mark.
Yeah.
We're going to throw you right to the wolves.
Our listeners know about substitute teachers. You know how they get treated. Hey, can I brag on my friend Mark Ose?
Yes, go
you
ahead.
You know how people say, well, it's not rocket science. Mark's dad really was a rocket scientist.
Yeah,
he grew up around Cape Canaveral watching the launches. His dad went on to California and was head of the what, Mark?
When he retired, he was the Titan launch manager at Vandenberg Air Force Base. And I didn't know. Yeah, he's literally a rocket scientist. But I didn't know what he did in the Air Force until the day he retired because his jobs were all classified.
Wow.
And I only learned what his job was on his retirement announcement.
Yeah.
On the thing they printed out.
So that's one of those things like a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because everyone says, well, it's not rocket science or...
you don't have to be a brain surgeon to be able to do this. And Mark's dad actually was that. Mark was a celebrated baseball pitcher. He worked 12 years with Focus on the Family, and he's all-around good guy.
I was not celebrated, but you thank you anyway.
You were a baseball pitcher?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Found that out when we were in Orlando at the Christian Music Broadcasters Convention this past week about the baseball part.
I only went as far as Senior Babe Ruth.
Senior Babe Ruth. Well, it's further than I went. So what do you do here at American Family Association / American Family Radio?
I produce the commercials and the ins and outs of programs. I produce all the audio content that the hosts are not saying.
But
anything in between.
But you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do that, do you?
That is correct.
You're going to hear that again and again before some of our listeners are going to weigh in with that.
All right, folks, you guys, if you're listening, well, maybe not everybody knows how we play this. 888-589-8840. You dial that number, or we used to dial numbers. You call that number, you might be able to get on this here show. 888-589-8840. It's Trivia Friday. So the way we play this, if you are brand new to it, is myself, JJ, Mark, we are going to ask you our questions, three each, and we invite you to call in and try to answer one of those, and or you can ask us one of your own. 888-589-8840. The only rule we really have is that if you have called and gotten on this program in the last 4 weeks, we ask you to wait a week and let other people get on the program. Now, JJ...
And also, no running in the halls.
Yes, no running.
There's been a little bit of problem with that.
Especially with scissors.
Right? Yes, with scissors or a sharpened pencil. So we do have additional safety rules that we hope you will abide by. But 888-589-8840. Now, JJ, one of the nine questions that our listeners are going to hear is going to be our mystery question. What happens? What's that all about?
Mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you answer correctly, you'll hear this sound. That means you're going to win a CD, Hilarious Highlights, Volume 2. A whole lot of fun. You're going to win that. A nice free gift on this Friday. So you have to answer correctly, and you have to answer the mystery question.
All right. Well, Mark, you are not only our rookie, but you're kind of like our guest now.
Okay.
So we're going to let you start with your first three questions, then I'll go and JJ, and then we will open up the phone lines.
All right. I didn't actually go from like pre-recorded trivia questions. I wrote my own. And now I'm realizing that... they all reflect the history that JJ told about me.
Oh. Hey, you write about what you know
about.
That's right. Well, all right. Question number one, what is the surname shared by a fictional starship captain, you know, from TV or the movies, and one of the first men to complete a nonstop balloon flight around the globe?
Ah. Hey, I like Star Trek questions.
Those two guys had the same last name. All right. Another question. From the field of model rocketry, what do they call the short burn in the opposite direction after the initial forward thrust of a model rocket engine?
I had that put on my 57 Chevy. That Holley four barrel was doing okay, but I said, you know what, if I put a piece of a rocket on here, I'm going to be able to lay rubber for two city blocks.
And question number three, what is the, this is really going to show me as a nerd, but it also takes care of my history. What is the geographic significance for the location of Vandenberg Air Force Base? You know, where they launched the rockets carrying the satellites? In other words, why did they build it right there on the elbow of California?
Huh. Good questions. All right, here are my three. Question number one. From the name of what Greek god do we get the English word panic? From the name of what Greek god do we get the English word panic? Question number two, in the three movies that revolved around the character Gidget, what was the name of Gidget's boyfriend? What was the name of Gidget's boyfriend? Question number three, my wife and I have been doing a lot of babysitting lately, and we've watched Mary Poppins a lot. Our grandkids love Mary Poppins, so I thought, let's use this for the good of humanity. Here's my question. What was the last name of the family that Mary Poppins helped? What was the last name of the family that Mary Poppins helped? JJ?
Here's what I've got. Which is the only New Testament book that mentions Job? Which is the only New Testament book in the Bible that mentions Job?
Good question.
Second question, what NFL team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers? What NFL team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers? Third question, true or false? The U.S. Navy's flight demonstration squadron, the Blue Angels, once practiced tight formation flying by tying their aircraft together with bungee cords. Is that true or false? Let me read that again. The U.S. Navy's Blue Angels once practiced tight formation flying by tying their aircraft together with bungee cords. True or false?
I love your true-false questions. All right, folks, 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on Trivia Friday. Also called, JJ?
Learning University.
Learning University. Mark?
That didn't sound like JJ. Who was?
But we forgot to tell you, Mark, next time I ask that question,
we all got to chime in.
Not all. You're going to have to answer and say, Learning University, and in a character's voice. So,
it doesn't have to be in a character's voice, but see, we do this, and then they do that when we have pep rallies after the school. So our listeners and all of our alumni are used to this.
Yeah.
You want to try it again?
Well, I was going to prank Mark because he was new.
The poor substitute teacher.
Poor substitute teacher. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to go first to somewhere in Kansas. And Ginger is on the line. Ginger, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Ginger?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
True and false. I really don't know the other one, so true or false.
All right. Let me give you the question again, Ginger. You're brave. True or false? The U.S. Navy's flight demonstration squadron, the Blue Angels, once practice tight formation flying by tying their aircraft together with bungee cords. Is that true or false, Ginger?
I'm going to say true.
It is 100% true.
Wow. Really? Excellent job, Ginger. Way to go.
Ginger, the cords were used in 1949. I didn't even know that bungee cords were around back then.
Me either.
But they were used in 1949, tying the leader and the two wingmen together, and it worked well until the cords broke during an exhibition in Cleveland And then that ended the practice.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you would do maneuvers if you had...
Very carefully.
Very carefully.
Hey, way to start us out. Yes, Ginger, excellent. You got it correct, and way to start the momentum and set the pace.
That's right. What's your question for us, Ginger?
Well, remember when you were in kids and you were playing, can you tell me what game that was?
Workup?
Yeah.
Workup. I don't. We're going to ask the son of a rocket scientist.
No. Could you repeat that question? I don't think I understood it.
You would play games during recess, and it was called workup.
Workup.
You know, Ginger. A lot of my friends were playing yard darts, and unfortunately, they are no longer with us. But workup, I never heard of that.
I've never heard of that. I think neither. Ginger, you may have a unique game. Maybe it was just limited
a regional
to
thing.
Regional. What was workup?
I'm really old, I guess, because we used to play baseball, and you would go out in the field and you worked yourself up to be the batter.
Oh.
It's called workup.
How did you work yourself up to be the batter? Oh, you just there was an order to you went from right field to center field and then center field to left field like that?
No, if you got the batter out, then you got to be a batter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We used to do that. We just never called it workup.
Yeah, I think that's what's unique about it. You're not that old, Ginger. We used to do the similar things.
Now I know what to call it.
Yeah.
You're old, Ginger, if you played duck, duck, goose with real ducks. Now, if you had to do that back as a youngin', then you're telling your age.
Ginger.
Everybody had to do it.
All right. Well, thank you, Ginger, so much for being on the program. Thank you for listening. And you have a great weekend, okay? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Ginger.
I'll take that as a yes. All right. We go
These
next.
People are smart.
You wait. Our right. students will shock you. That's right. North Carolina. We go to North Carolina. Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, y'all.
How are you doing, brother? You doing okay?
Yeah, doing great. Great. How are y'all?
We're doing good. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I usually know at least one of the questions you ask, but you've got some hard ones today, so I'm going to ask you one.
Okay, that's great. Go ahead.
All right. What is a foo fighter?
A foo fighter is a ball of light that pilots during World War II claimed to have seen outside their fighter planes, and they followed along with them as they flew their, I think, the first unidentified flying objects.
You are correct.
Wow. That is our team leader.
Yeah.
Really? You guys are pretty smart. How did you know that?
Well, when I was growing up in high school, I was real interested in UFOs, and my dad as well. And so I read lots of books, and they almost always started with the Foo Fighters. So, I think that there was a musical group.
That's right.
A rock group that was also named. I think they were named after that phenomenon.
That was my guess. They were members of a band.
You're correct there too.
Rick, I'm glad I didn't blurt my answer out because I thought you said Food Fighter, and I was going to say it happened during third period. Right before third period when we were in the cafeteria having lunch at school.
Food Fighters.
I remember that.
Hey, Rick.
There you go.
Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
All right. You do the same. Thank you.
All right. So, Food Fighters. At first, I thought he might have said that.
I loved hearing that y'all from Rick from North Carolina, from the land of grits, biscuits, and sweet tea.
I like it. And I just have just recently, and I've lived, my wife and I have been married since 81, so we've been married 35 years, and I've lived in Mississippi with the exception of 1 year, since 1985, and I tried my first grits about a month ago and really liked it.
Sure.
For some reason, I just thought it looked too much like porridge when I was growing up, and I thought that there's no way that could be good, but I tried it. My wife had ordered some shrimp with the grits and stuff. Man, it was good. I liked it.
Who put this sand on my plate? Somebody has been to Sandestin and brought back a little souvenir and plopped it right down on my plate.
Please, sir, can I have some more porridge?
So
may
anyway,
I have some ore.
Yeah. All right, we go. Looks like we're going somewhere in Arkansas. Stephen is on the line. Stephen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, loving it, loving it, Stephen. Thank you, sir.
Hey, and by the way, now we have folks listening from all over the country, but the southern folks seem to be lining up. So some of you folks from Pennsylvania or Ohio need to call in and get some use guys in here when we have greetings.
Yeah, people can say use or forget about it.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Forget about it. So, all right, Stephen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
All right, which question you want to take a shot at?
The question about the Greek god that Panic was named after.
All right, here's the question again. From the name of what Greek god do we get the English word panic? What's your answer?
I think it's a rocket scientist named Sacagawea.
Well played, Stephen.
Yes,
well
sir.
Played.
I actually don't have a clue about the answer to that one, but I did want to ask you a question.
Okay, well, go ahead, Stephen.
And I did email this a little while back, so hopefully you guys didn't read the email and get the answer. But how many animals of each kind did Noah take on the ark?
Well, let's see. It was two of each kind with the exception of the animals that they were going to sacrifice, which was, so they took seven.
Right.
Is that okay?
Oh, wow. Like that's that. Our professor.
Yeah.
Two for two.
I'm on a hot streak, but I expect it to come to a screeching halt at any moment. So, all right. Well, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We continue to – I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and reset our questions. Let's go ahead and repeat them so that folks just tuning in might have a shot at one of those. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. A starship captain, you know, from TV or a movie.
Right.
And a man who circumnavigated the balloon, the globe in a hot air balloon, shared the same last name. What was that name? All right.
Yeah.
From the field of model rocketry, what do they call the short burn in the opposite direction after the initial forward thrust of a model rocket engine? And then my third question. What's the geographic significance for the location of Vandenberg Air Force Base, where they launch all the rockets carrying the satellites? And by the way, that location is on the elbow of California. That's a clue.
All right, good. All right, here are my three questions. From the name of what Greek god do we get the English word panic? And it's not, the answer is not Sacagawea. We had one of those answers that is incorrect.
Is it the Greek goddess Menopause?
I just blurted that out. That's the Greek goddess of fury and rage or something. I don't know. Second question. In the three movies that revolved around the character Gidget, what was the name of Gidget's boyfriend? And question number three, what was the last name of the family that Mary Poppins helped? That's in the movie Mary Poppins. All right, JJ.
Good questions. Which is the only New Testament book that mentions Job? Which is the only New Testament book that mentions Job? First question. Second question, what NFL team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers? What
Great
NFL
question.
Team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers? Had one answered, so I'll add one from the children's nursery rhymes. What did little Jack Horner pull out of his Christmas pie? What did little Jack Horner pull out of his Christmas pie?
Well, and I ate at a restaurant one time, and it was a dead mouse. I pulled out of mine. So,
no.
I'm just you know, you hear those stories all the time. And just before lunch, that probably wasn't the best thing to do, folks. Sorry about that. All right, we go next somewhere in Mississippi. Jeremy is on the line. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'd like to ask and answer, please.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer, Jeremy?
Well, I'm going to... On behalf of my father, who used to watch the Gidget movies and TV shows.
All right.
Answer the Gidget one.
All right. In the three movies that revolved around the character Gidget, what was the name of Gidget's boyfriend?
Moondoggy.
It was.
Nicely done.
James Darren played in those. My wife loved those. She may still, but We hadn't watched them in a while. But anyway, that those Gidget movies were real popular. And Moondoggy was the surfer dude that Gidget liked, and he liked her. So good job. So, Jeremy, I noticed that you blame this on your dad. You know, you don't watch Gidget. Your dad watched Gidget, but we, you know,
you think you can find Gidget anywhere anymore.
Well, you may not. They're not dirty, so you probably can't find them somewhere.
Yeah,
so.
Sadly.
All right, Jeremy, you got a question for us?
Yes, sir. It's a literary question. From a famous series of books, there was a riddle told in one of the books that goes like this. What have I got in my pocket? What is the answer?
Okay, so this is from The Hobbit, and this is Bilbo's question to Smeagol, who would become known right. as Gollum.
Wow.
And I'm trying to mark.
See,
you remember,
thinking,
is it nothing?
I'm thinking Lent.
Wasn't it the ring?
Well, it was, but okay, it was the ring, because I think the one of the answers that Smeagol gave was nothing. But it was the ring that Bilbo had in his pocket, which if you saw the Lord of the Rings movies, you know the ring was the most important part of the whole.
That's right.
The whole thing was built around.
Yeah.
So, all right. So
you guys going with ring?
We're going with the ring.
You got it.
All
wow.
right, Mark.
Wow.
Mark comes through for us. So.
Way to go, Mark.
All right.
Well, it wasn't exactly rocket surgery. Rocket science.
Rocket surgery.
Oh, that's pretty good. You're a Brian Fisher fan, aren't you?
Wasn't exactly rocket surgery. I'm going to remember that, Jeremy.
I like that.
You've helped us. So, hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate
Have a good
it.
Weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We continue to roll on. I think we might be able to squeeze one in. So let's try. We go to Louisiana. Darren is on the line. Darren, can we squeeze you in here at the end?
Absolutely. Use guys. How y'all doing?
Use
oh,
guys.
I love it.
I like it.
Ask, answer, or both, Darren?
Both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I'm gonna try the Vince Lombardi.
Here's the question. What NFL team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers?
Was it the Colts?
No, sir.
It was not.
But good guess.
What's your question? What's your question for us, Darren?
Okay, my question is true or false question. Louisiana, true or false, had POWs during World War II inside Louisiana.
Okay,
guys, I'm going to say true.
Okay, now what was the POWs?
Foreign POWs.
Okay.
Right.
German POWs.
Yeah.
I read a story about some in Texas, so I think that's very believable.
Yeah, we're going to go with true, Darren.
Good answer. Yep. In Terrebonne Parish, it started with two guys that tried to sneak ashore, and they caught them, and I think they ended up after the war with 9 in the camp.
Wow.
Hmm.
All right.
Very
so 9 prisoners of war.
Hey, good trivia. That's why we have the show, Darren. Thanks. And thanks for listening in Louisiana.
Hey, love you guys. You guys are great.
Love you too.
Right.
You guys
you,
have
brother.
A good weekend.
Well, I guess they first discovered the presence of those two spies sneaking in when they were screaming for help from the Gators. So you try to swim ashore in Louisiana, get in one of those swamps. So, folks, it is Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Oh, Mark is a quick learner. He's one of those there rocket surgeons. So, folks, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to continue with Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week with J.J. Jasper and our rookie professor, Mark Ose. You'll be able to see him in the teacher's lounge coming out after our short break. This is American Family Radio. We welcome you to come back and continue on with us with Trivia Friday after the break.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with John Allen, author of Global War on Christians.
Even if it were true that we're at risk only where we're a minority, it would still leave 230 million people at risk of their lives. It would still be a big deal.
We'll also talk with Brett Thomas, author of the book St. Francis of Assisi, and Ron DeArmond, co-author of Don't Go to Bed Angry. That's all on the next edition of Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
Since I've led tours for many years to the Holy Land, Israel, many people ask me, what's your favorite place to go? I have two, really. The Garden Tomb and Calvary and the Sea of Galilee. Now, I like all the places we stopped along the way in Israel, but those two places in particular are very special and meaningful. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We'll be going to all the places you've read about in the Bible since you were a child. It's going to be a very special tour of Israel, the Holy Land, March 9 through 17, 2017. We're taking a direct flight from New York to Tel Aviv. For all the information on this tour, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or visit the website twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Patriotism is under fire in Western Michigan. A major high school athletic conference has banned the USA chant, except for after the national anthem. The OK Conference represents 50 schools. They say the letters USA could have different meanings. The athletic conference is also curtailing flags and banners. That decision came after kids at a mostly white school showed up at a game with a Betsy Ross flag and a Donald Trump banner. Fans from a mostly black school accused the students of being racist. Now, one thing I cannot abide is stupidity, and there's a whole mess of it in Western Michigan school system. And I hope every person listening to this commentary shows up at tonight's football games waving Old Glory. And if the spirit moves, I say take in a big gulp of air and belt out a patriotic chant. USA! USA! I'm Todd Starnes.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Yes, I want to hire the A-Team. I have this area under my tree line that I need cleared out, so I don't know if I can hire the A-Team for something like that.
But I love it when a plan comes together.
The A-Team, that's back from the, is that 80s, 90s?
When I think
was
that's
that?
80s.
That's we Hannibal, that's Mr. T.
I pity the fool who doesn't call into Learning University.
Hannibal Smith, was it? And
Face,
Mr. T.
And Face was one of them. And then what was the other guy? The crazy guy.
Murdoch.
Right. Is that he was the doctor?
No, he was the pilot.
The pilot.
He could
yeah.
fly anything, right. Even if it had baling wire and duct tape holding it together.
Kind of like a MacGyver. MacGyver
right.
in the pilot seat.
But his shtick was he was crazy. And he was only available to the team when he wasn't in the asylum.
Crazy as a loon, but he could quite the aviator.
He could fly anything.
The A-Team.
Bird brain.
That's when television was great, folks. I'm just telling you. All right, we continue with Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on this show. And we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to take a few calls, and then we'll reset our questions. But we go first to somewhere in Mississippi. Natalie is on the line. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're sure welcome, Natalie. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The Bible question.
Okay, Natalie, which is the only New Testament book that mentions Job?
That is James.
Yes.
Yes.
You're exactly right. James 5:11 talks about the patience of Job. Way to go, Natalie.
Natalie, did you know that off the top of your head, or are you a Bible sniper or what?
I looked it up in the Bible.
Well, you look
good
it up.
For you.
We encourage that. We encourage that. Looking it up on the that there internet or looking up in your Bible, that's good. That's
Natalie,
research.
Natalie, thank you for loving the Lord. Thank you for reading your Bible. Hey, did you have a question for us?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, go ahead.
What was the year that the pilgrims set sail to the New World?
The year that the pilgrims set sail to the New World. Now, yeah. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Now, this is 1620?
So it's not...
Or 1608.
It was not...
Pilgrims of 1620.
Yeah, it was not 1492.
That's
was Columbus.
Columbus. Yeah, I think
and
it
then
is
the Jamestown,
1620.
Jamestown was 1607.
Yeah, I'm thinking 1620. A year later, 1621, almost half had died because of the harsh winter. So that sounds like a good guess.
All right, we're gonna get you okay with that, Mark?
I'm good with that.
We're gonna go with 1620, Natalie.
That's correct.
All right. And we applaud ourselves right here on the.
And I mean, a little known part of history actually would have been 1618, but that GPS kept saying recalculating,
make a U-turn. So all right, well, Natalie, so are you a history buff? You like history, or? That was the only thing you could find, or what? What caused you to choose a history question for us?
Well, I do like history, and I just learned that in my schoolwork just a few weeks ago.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for being on Trivia Friday with us, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
hey,
keep reading your Bible.
Can I throw out a little aha moment I had a few years ago?
Sure, yeah.
Coming up on Thanksgiving, not too many months away, I thought about the Pilgrims Landing, 1620. Okay, and you know, you got these people on this ship coming to the New World for religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, almost half of people have died.
Right.
So you think of anybody in your family or your church or your neighborhood where there's been, you know, two or three people that died in a weekend crash, how much mourning the entire town is. Mm-hmm. Imagine the mourning of wives and children and all of the people were half of your party. Well, they continue to put their trust in God. The Indians helped them plant. When they were coming up the next year, they just said, you know what? We made it. We're still alive after all of that grieving. But the thanksgiving, the gratitude, was birthed from all of that mourning.
Mm.
That's good insight.
It is good insight.
They had reason for thankfulness.
And out of mourning and struggle oftentimes comes, you know, revelation and understanding and gratitude. That's, you know, what the Bible says about, you know, being thankful for joyful in our trials even. Not easy to do, but.
Not easy to do, but our founding fathers, you know, they went through that terrible suffering. And then after the harsh winter, the crops, they said, you know what? The Lord has blessed us. We're still alive. Let's gather our Indian friends and let's just have a feast for several days.
Amen. Good insight. All right. We continue on here. It is Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. We go back to Louisiana. Mac is on the line. Mac, how y'all doing down there?
589. Good morning, Jim. Well, we have a lot of people that are still suffering.
Oh,
it's a long process to recover what an unintentional flood did.
You down in the Baton Rouge area?
Hmm.
Lafayette. No, we're between Baton Rouge and Lake Charles.
Okay.
We've been praying for you. The nation has been praying for you guys, and we're so sorry you've been suffering like that.
Yeah. Well. The prayers must be working because we have so many people that are trying to help the ones that are afflicted. It's, you know, they're actually doing more good than the Red Cross and all those other people. You know, they're slowing them down, actually. Less work for them, which is good. Everybody's pitching in.
Yeah. You know, I thought it was great to see all of those teams show up from the ACLU and Black Lives Matter. And wait a minute.
They didn't show up.
They weren't there.
No.
Churches from all over the country have responded
to
help.
That's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mac, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer, Mac?
Well, there was one at the end that I was going to answer, but I'll go with the missiles in California.
Oh, good.
All right, here's the question.
The question is, what is the geographic significance for the location of Vandenberg Air Force Base? where they launch rockets carrying satellites. Not missiles, they're rockets. But in other words, why did they build that right there on the elbow of California?
Well, I believe it's so it could reach Japan.
That's, if it were missiles, that would make sense. But no, that's not the right answer. It's a good guess.
They launch satellites?
They launch rockets carrying satellites. In fact, they're launching one today.
Yeah. And Japan has been our friend and ally for, you know, almost 70 years or so. So we don't want to launch any missiles at Japan. If there are any Japanese people listening to us or people from Japan, we have no intention of launching missiles at our friends in Japan. So, all right, Max, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I think, let's see, what was the first planet discovered using a telescope, and in what year?
Oh, man.
That's a toughie.
That is a tough one. Anybody have a – we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Max. So anybody have a shot? It would. I'm guessing it would be Venus or Mars.
Yeah.
With a telescope.
One of those old-fashioned telescoping telescopes.
But I have – you know what?
Throw out a guess, guys.
Yeah, we'll say I'll say Mars. And you guys want to say anything else? Or
1750.
All right, Mars 1750.
Okay, Mars is incorrect, but it is Uranus, and the date was close, is 1781.
Oh, wow.
That's good trivia.
So we didn't, nobody knew about Mars or Venus before that?
Maybe they could see them with the naked eye.
I don't know how they, but this is the first one discovered by telescope.
Okay,
probably not, you know, I mean.
Well, that might make sense that they could see those two planets with the naked eye, but the first one that they saw with a telescope. I can see that.
Correct.
All right,
thanks,
Mac. Thank you so much.
Well,
all right. Well, let's go ahead and reset our questions again. I know I've got to add one, but go ahead, Mark, start us off.
Okay. My first question is, what's the surname shared by a fictional starship captain and one of the first men to complete a nonstop balloon flight around the globe? Question number two. From the field of model rocketry, what do they call the short burn in the opposite direction after the forward thrust of a model rocket engine? And my third question, what's the geographic significance for the location of Vandenberg Air Force Base on the elbow of California?
All right, here are my three. I'm going to add one. From the name of what Greek god do we get the English word panic? Second question, what was the last name of the family that Mary Poppins helped in the movie Mary Poppins? And I'll add another question from my favorite television series of all time, Andy Griffith. What was the name of the operator in Mayberry? What was the name of the operator in Mayberry? That's what I've got.
Good trivia.
Yeah.
Here's what I've got. What NFL team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers? What NFL team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers? Second question, what did little Jack Horner pull out of his Christmas pie? Little children rhymes there. And then I'll add one. What is the front of a ship called? What is the front of a ship called?
Oh, great questions. All right, we go next to Kansas. Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Rachel?
Both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The nursery rhyme one.
All right, here we go. Here's the
okay,
question.
Okay, Rachel, what did little Jack Horner pull out of his Christmas pie?
It was a plum.
You're exactly right. Way to go.
Now, plum pie. Anybody ever had plum pie?
I never have.
Christmas pie with plums in it?
I've had sour cream raisin pie.
Sour cream raisin. Well, it would. You're in the same ballpark there.
Dried fruit, anyway.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Rachel. You want to ask us a question you said?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's kind of a two-part question. The first part is, in the Old Testament, who was the youngest king of Judah or Israel? And the second part is, how was the ruler before him related to him?
All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here from the blank looks of my fellow professors.
I get all my Jeroboam and Rehoboams mixed up.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, you know what? We could.
I enjoy reading that.
We could pretend that we're having an intelligent conversation, Rachel. But I think you caught us.
I know one was related. He was the second cousin twice removed. And that's where that whole twice removed thing started. It was in the Old Testament.
And I think he was 8 years old, but I have no idea what his name was.
Now Josiah was 8 years old. So is that the one you're thinking about? And that would be the son.
Okay, well, we're going to go with Josiah, 8 years old, and he was the son of the previous king. That's our answer,
actually,
Rachel.
That's actually wrong.
Oh.
Okay.
Earlier in Judah, there was a king named Joash. He became king when he was 7 years old.
Oh.
And, it's a really actually interesting story. His father's name was Ahaziah, and he was killed in battle. And so Ahaziah's mother, Athaliah, took the throne, and she tried to kill all of Ahaziah's children. But Joash's aunt, her name was Jehosheba, she was married to the high priest at the temple in Jerusalem. She snuck Joash out of the palace and raised him in the temple with her son. And then 7 years later, they brought him out of the temple and declared that he was the rightful king of Israel.
Wow,
great story.
Bible scholar there.
Rounded up some guards, rounded up some faithful, some allies there, and said, guard the child because we're about to present this coup, if you will, but yeah. on the right side of the Lord. And she's right. Fascinating story.
Wow, great job, Rachel.
And way to handle those Bible names, too, man.
Yes, excellent. Good job, Rachel. We appreciate your insights, and thank you for calling in and being a part of Trivia Friday.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Boy, I tell you what, now, we've had some really smart young people, some kids who know their Bible. I say kids, I don't mean any disrespect, young people who know their Bibles, who love the Lord. That's a good sign. That makes me feel good going forward that our country is going to at least have some salt and light going forward.
So, amen. Good word.
Good job. All right. We go next to Kansas and Tabitha. Is our next student here at Learning University. Tabitha, welcome to the program.
Hi.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Tabitha?
Both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
Mary Poppins.
All right. Here we go. Here's the question. In the movie Mary Poppins, what was the last name of the family that Mary Poppins helped?
It was Banks.
Banks, that's correct.
Nicely done.
And as I mentioned at the top of the program when I read the question, my wife and I have been babysitting our grandkids, and my little granddaughter, Stella, loves Mary Poppins, and so that means we watch it over and over and over again, just the way I like it. So excellent job, Tabitha. Are you a Mary Poppins fan, or did you look that up, or what?
I'm a fan.
All right, well...
Awesome.
It is a really good movie. I love the music to it and everything.
You know how you have quirky little things that you do just in your family and nobody else gets it, just
right.
An inside
sure,
joke?
Sure.
When our oldest daughter, Lauren, was about three, she said, Daddy, can I watch Mary Poppins? And you know, everybody's got a quirky side. I just said, hey, we don't use that word in this house. And she was like looking like, what word? And she said, well, I just said Mary Poppins. I said, we don't use that word.
Again.
So then anytime anybody was upset, she would say, Mary Poppins. You know, we just would laugh, and we got the biggest kick out of that.
But
probably
next time
would
I
have
see
had
Lauren,
been there.
Maybe next time I see Lauren, I'm gonna see if I can pull one on her. She may not understand that I know the inside joke, but anyway.
Tabitha,
so it won't go over well.
Tabitha, did you have a question for us?
Yep.
Go right ahead.
All right. What is the name of the Good Witch of the North in The Wizard of Oz?
All right, now we're talking amongst ourselves here. Wasn't it Glenda?
I'm gonna eliminate some.
No, that was Glenda the Good Witch.
Did you say the good witch, Tabitha?
Yep.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna start to eliminate some. It was not Hillary. I'm just kind of going through.
Wasn't Nancy Pelosi? We're just kidding, folks. We love our liberal friends. So,
in Christ, we love them all.
Yeah.
I think Glenda's a good idea.
I think Glenda's the answer, Tabitha.
Yep.
It is. Okay. All right.
Wow, you guys are on fire today.
Well, we're just, you know, as professors, we can't help but share our knowledge.
If somebody comes through with a knock-knock joke, I might have a chance. Tabitha, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
888-589-8840 is the number to call if you guys want to get on this show. 888-589-8840. It's Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, our rookie professor Mark Ose is with us and doing a bang-up job.
Yes.
So,
I have an honorary doctorate.
Honorary doctorate. I assure you, that's all any of us have on this program.
That's funny how that works, because they gave me an honorary GED.
An honorary high school graduate. All right, that's great. All right, we go to Texas. Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to the program. Michael, you there, hi. Michael?
Oh, there he is.
Yes.
Okay, Michael, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Just answer.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The Andy Griffith question.
All right, an Andy Griffith fan. Here it is from the show, Andy Griffith. What was the name of the operator in Mayberry?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Way to go, buddy.
And you never saw Sarah, and I don't think you ever heard Sarah. It's just that when anyone picked up the phone and they, you know, back then, folks, you did. You spoke to the operator in these small towns, and he would say, Sarah, get me so-and-so. Get me Helen Crump's, you know, home. And that's the way they did it. So, Sarah, good job.
That's funny that you said nobody heard her or that you saw her, because that intrigue, you think of the show where the guy's hat and his eyeballs, he would come over the fence.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they kept that running thing going.
Home Improvement.
With the tool.
Wilson.
The tool guy. And, you know, people were like, okay, I need to see who that is.
Yeah.
But they knew they had something there and kept him a mystery all
those
years.
Yeah, it was Home Improvement. And Tim Allen, his character, would go in the backyard. And it was Wilson.
Right.
And he would – and they started making a big thing about it. Because from a different angle, it would always – you'd think, oh, we're going to see his face.
Right, right.
But they'd have a tree branch in the way or something, so they really milked that.
He'd be in a restaurant and hold the menu up and cover his face. It was very funny.
Hey,
running joke.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
No.
Well, listen, you have a great weekend, and tell your parents thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you and your family, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Michael.
All right, we continue rolling around. Yeah, rolling along here on Trivia Friday. We may roll around too. I don't know.
Wait till the fall leaves come down and we get a big old pile of leaves. Then you can do some rolling around.
I remember that. And I would rake them up and my sisters would jump in the in the pile and scatter them.
Good.
Read them back out.
Yeah, great memories.
Arkansas, Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. You want to ask?
Doing?
Yeah, how y'all doing? Yeah, we got how y'all and you guys going. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Just answer.
All right, which question you want to answer?
One about the circumnavigating in a balloon.
Oh, all righty. The question is, what is the surname shared by a fictional starship captain and one of the first men to complete a nonstop balloon flight around the globe?
Picard,
that is correct.
Oh, nicely
done. Very
good. I was going to say first, it would have to be Kirk first, and then I'd say Picard second, but well, Picard was right.
You got to remember, there were other starship captains. Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek The Next Generation and Bertrand Picard, who flew around the world in a balloon with a man named Brian Jones.
Wow. Well, there may have been other captains, but none as great as Kirk.
Oh, well,
James T.
I guess I have to agree with that.
Yeah, you don't have to. But all right, Chris.
Hey, way to go, Chris.
You have a question for us?
No, that's it. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
Chris. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. And, man, we've got some smart students today.
You got that guy that went around the world in the balloons.
Yeah.
And then you got the other story, true story. I encourage you to Google it. A guy who said he just didn't have anything else to do. He tied a bunch of balloons to his lawn chair, the old folding aluminum with the colored webbing, and he took off and he got so high that he said, you know, I may have messed up here. And airline pilots saw him.
What?
And they were talking to the air traffic control because he was up there floating, and his goal was, well, I'll take a a BB gun.
Right.
And I want to kind of monitor, you know, if I start to get too high, I start shooting some out. Then when he got so high, he thought, hey, what if I shoot that dude and it just tips me over?
Oh. You know? This is true.
True story. Yeah, true? I think maybe out of California.
Well, how high up did he get? At some point, you pass out.
It was way up there. And you're right. You get so high and you pass out. But he lived to tell about it. But
how'd they get him down?
I don't remember that
part. With the BB gun?
Was it with the BB gun?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That is a strange story. And, boy, that's one of those you say, now kids, I'm going to tell you a story about your Uncle Henry, and this is why we never want you going anywhere with him in the car.
That's the first thing you do. Then the second thing you say, here's why it's not a good idea to get liquored up.
That's right. Alcohol is bad. It makes you do crazy things. All right, we go back to Arkansas. William is on the line. William, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both, William?
Well, I don't remember all the questions, but the ones I wanted to answer were just answered, so I'll ask one.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
In the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, one of the apostles is named. And it's the only time in the Old Testament that an apostle is named, but Judas was alluded to. He just wasn't named.
All right, so you're saying in the book of Genesis, it names one of the apostles?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay, you mean somebody had the same name as one of the apostles?
No, I mean it's a prophecy of one of the apostles.
That's okay. A good point of clarification there, Ed.
Yeah. Do any of you guys have a clue?
No idea.
I know there were types of Christ, and you had foreshadows of things to come, but that I don't have a clue on that.
Yeah, go ahead, William. I think you've got us. What's the answer?
Well, let me read you the passage and see if you can pull it out. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shouted him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel.
I don't know. We can't pick it out, William. Go ahead.
What's the answer?
It's almost time for our break, so you better go ahead and answer.
All right. When Peter came to Jesus, Jesus says, "Thou art Simon, thou shalt be called Peter," which is being interpreted as stone.
Okay. You're saying that was actually a prophecy of Peter?
Yes, and he became the shepherd of Israel because he was the apostle to the Israelites, and Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Interesting. Hey, right. William, we got to go. Thanks for listening in Arkansas. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, folks, it is Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Well, folks, we're going to take a short break in just a moment. So let's go ahead and see if we can't reset our questions just before the break.
All right.
We'll do it rapidly.
From the field of model rocketry, what do they call the short burn in the opposite direction after the forward thrust of a model rocket engine? Question two, what's the geographic significance for the location of Vandenberg Air Force Base on the Elbow of California? And a Bible question, who was the craftsman sent by King Hiram to Solomon to help with the construction of the temple?
All right, I've got one remaining. I'll add one. From the name of what Greek god do we get the English word panic? And it's baseball time. It's September. We're coming up towards the World Series. When was the last time the Chicago Cubs won the World Series?
Great questions. What NFL team did Vince Lombardi coach after leaving the Green Bay Packers? Here's my other question. What is the front of a ship called? What is the front of a ship called?
All right, folks, we're going to take a short 5-minute break for news. This is today's Issues Trivia Friday edition on the American Family Radio Network. 5 minutes, we'll be back. Please come back and join us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.